I'm Alexandra Detrolio. 30 to 40 Catholics have been arrested in the rotunda of a Senate office building today as they pressed lawmakers to support Dreamers and give them a path to some sort of permanent legal status. They were among hundreds that were taking part in the Catholic Day of Action with Dreamers that was organized by a California faith-based community program. A large number of those arrested were the Sisters of Mercy, who asked for Dreamers to be given a chance and reference their own arrival in the U.S. and the contributions they were able to make because they were allowed to stay. It appears the reason arrests were made was because protesters were being accused of civil disobedience. The New York Times is reporting that the United Nations has tied North Korea to Syria's chemical weapons program. According to the UN, North Korea has been shipping supplies that could be used to make chemical weapons to Syria's government. The U.S. and other countries have accused Syria's government of using chemical weapons on civilians, including its most recent attacks in Ghouta, where it appears chlorine gas was used. The UN warns of the danger in a trade relationship between Syria and North Korea. It would let Syria continue to get chemical weapons supplies, while also giving cash to North Korea to support its nuclear and missile programs. The Florida legislature is currently debating a school safety bill. A House committee has approved a bill that would raise the minimum age to buy rifles to 21, where currently the minimum is 18. It would also implement a 3-day waiting period for every kind of gun purchase and create a program that would give teachers the opportunity to be trained in law enforcement. The program would also, with approval by the school district, let teachers be deputized by the sheriff's office and carry a concealed weapon in the classroom. The Church of Holy Sepulchre will be reopened on Wednesday after being closed for 3 days. The church had been closed in protest of plans by Israeli officials to impose taxes on church properties in Jerusalem. Earlier today, Jerusalem's mayor had reversed course on the plan, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office stated that a team was being put together in order to have discussions with church officials and, quote, formulate a solution. The Archbishop of Vancouver has spoken out against euthanasia in hospices and care homes. Archbishop J. Michael Miller said that it is a, quote, serious error by authorities to try and make caregivers support the practice, for euthanasia, quote, stands in stark contrast to the care hospices and care homes are supposed to give. Currently, hospices have the option of transferring a patient to another facility if they do not wish to provide it. Euthanasia was made legal in Canada in June of 2016, and since then, over 2,000 Canadians have died of assisted suicide.